Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. Let's play ball. You game?
I sure am, Tony. I'm excited for the big game that's happening this weekend. This Sunday is Super Bowl Sunday. Best part of it, it's not just football teams making big plays, but it's a big deal to Texas agriculture.
What does agriculture have to do with football?
Well, Tony, what would Super Bowl be without snacks and tailgate parties? Tony, one of my favorite game day treats are peanuts. You know, I used to be a peanut farmer myself, but I'm a recovering peanut farmer now. I've been peanut-free for about 12 years. But in Texas, we produce 433 million pounds of peanuts in 2013. If peanuts aren't your thing, what about hot dogs? Our wheat producers grow an average of 68 million bushels of wheat, which would make more than 10 billion hot dog buns. Of course, those are essential for any game day.
Now, I know cotton gets in the game, too.
Sure. Cotton makes those prized championship T-shirts. Texas produced nearly 6 million bales of cotton in 2014. That's enough to make a Super Bowl shirt for every person in the United States, Canada, India, Russia, Mexico, and Japan. That's nearly all of us. And, of course, the football itself, they might be called pigskins, but footballs are actually made from cattle leather right here in Texas. I'm happy to share the connection between agriculture and football.
And while neither the Cowboys nor the Texans are in it, this Super Bowl Sunday between the New England Patriots and the Seattle Seahawks is the biggest sporting event of the year. Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.